Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Derek. You surprised me with that one.
I thought I'd come in. I saw you away from the mic.
Well, I was just tweeting.
Oh, cool.
Tweet, tweet.
How's it going?
It's hot, man.
It is hot.
But it's not hot in here.
It's nice in here.
So I'm not going to take off all my clothes. what's new this week on the Derek and Kay Show on a random Friday show?
That's right. You said Friday, so.
I did say it. Yeah, there we go. All right.
It's going to be happening today.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. I understand. It's the day after Thursday. It's Friday.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, we're not even in the official show yet.
It's all right. It happens.
Well, I've got some weird news stories, and let me tell you, we got a fun thing with these weird news stories.
Yeah?
I'll put this out there, and we'll get back to this in the real show, but guess which one of these stories happened in a Taco Bell? Yeah, there's another one. So let me start with this headline. Washington woman tries to sell newborn.
In a Taco Bell?
I'm not saying. Okay. You're going to have to guess.
Okay. I've got a diaper-wearing man sentenced to 3 years for tricking babysitters.
A diaper-wearing man?
Yes, man, M-A-N.
Oh, that sounds familiar, vaguely. I don't know.
Does it?
I don't know. I got a couple of men suspected of hallucinating call 911 for help.
Suspected of hallucinating?
Yeah.
In a Taco Bell?
Could be.
I've got a 13-year-old boy surviving being impaled by bamboo.
Ooh.
World's most sustainable substance.
Ouch. Jeez.
That's rough.
We got a bride arrested after missing court.
At Taco Bell?
Could be.
And last for our random Friday show. The number one best protein for your health and the environment and the worst.
Protein?
Protein.
Oh, that's interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
All coming up.
On our Random Friday show.
Awesome. Oh, you said that. I was about to press the button, but then you said that. All right, now I'm going to press this button.
I'm enjoying it too much. All right, let's start the show.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. La 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 la. Peachy. Sweet. Bika bika.
Wow, winning.
I'm up. Can you please help me?
So you can run and tell that. Oh boy.
Nice beaver.
Hey, gorgeous.
I think it's a
cat. Everybody,
everybody. I'm a
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston, another location, Kay's place.
Remote location, my kitchen.
On
fabulous.
This July 22nd, 2011.
It's July 22nd already?
I know, unbelievable.
When did that happen? I am really unhappy about that. Summer's over.
I am Derek, and right over there is Kay.
And I'm chocolate syrup. This week.
Chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like melty.
There's another one. Because it's hot.
It's so hot out there.
Sizzling.
You would say sizzling.
Sizzling, yes.
Right.
Do you have a sizzling sound effect?
I do have the sizzling. That's what I was waiting for. It's just so hot.
I you know what?
And my hands just, yeah.
That makes me hungry also because I'm really hungry. That reminds me of like hamburgers and like hot dogs, grill, cookout.
The grilling.
Yeah.
You could just put them on the sidewalk and
I
you'll get that
I could put them
effect.
On the street, yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to fire up the grill.
Friggin'
That's
hot
how hot it is in here.
Hell today. What was the high today? What do we think?
I thought 100? I saw 97, but I saw that it feels like that it feels like 100 is what I heard.
Feels like 100?
Yeah.
I just clicked onto my my dashboard. You know it has the weather.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It says 101.
101?
101.
That is really hot.
That is a show.
That is super hot.
It says it was a high of 103.
103?
Are they kidding? Really? How did I know you were going to play this? I was in the shower today, and I was thinking about today's show, and I'm like, Derek's got to have this song.
It is hot.
He's got to, because it's hot.
It's like the hottest day, like, ever. Well, it could be
ever.
A record high. It could actually be a record high. For,
really?
For, yeah,
for
that's
today?
What I don't know if it's official yet, but that's what I heard, yeah.
It's really hot.
It's totally hot.
It's like, I was leaving my car this morning, and at 5 in the morning, and I thought I was going to, like, melt. It was so hot. Ridiculous. But we have fabulous air conditioning in here, so
yeah.
No worries.
It's nice and comfortable in here. We don't have a problem with that.
I love it. I am not, I refuse to be hot anymore.
Yeah.
Refuse.
Don't be hot. You don't need to.
But I will have to go outside in less than an hour.
That is true.
Yeah.
For the food game.
For the food game that we played.
Yeah.
What did we decide on?
It's pizza.
It's pizza.
Yeah.
Time, because we're doing the gaming.
We're
doing the gaming. So, speaking of gaming,
I had
a random thing I was coming across on the Huffington Post today.
Mm-hmm.
It said that sensational allegations that Chinese prison officials were forced to play online video games have shocked gamers around the world. But are they true? A former detainee sparked controversy across the web yesterday when he claimed that prisoners are required to toil away their hours in role-playing games as part of a money-making scheme that benefits jail bosses. They are playing...
Huh?
So they're forcing them to play, like, World of Warcraft for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about making money by earning digital coins.
Digital coins.
Now... I'm sorry.
Is that part of World of Warcraft? I've never played that before.
I've never played it either. And by the way, you can contact us by calling in at 661-467-2416 or emailing the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Following us on Twitter by tweeting us at dkradioshow. Becoming a fan on Facebook and following our Tumblr at dkradio. What was that, Taco Bell?
Well, I guess it's so hot in here. That our ding just expanded.
Oh,
the bell,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's expanded.
Yeah. It sounds like the Taco Bell bell.
It does sound like the Taco Bell bell. Anyway, if you know about this digital gold thing, and I've never played 1 second of World of Warcraft.
Me neither.
I'm not a PC gamer.
I heard it could ruin your life, though.
I heard it could ruin your life, too.
And relationships.
Does it cost money?
I don't know. I think it has, like, or I think it's like a lot of the other online things. Like, you can speed things up if you, like, pay for things.
You can speed things up?
You know,
like
Farmville was kind of like that. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I don't know if it happens in that game or not.
You have to pay for Farmville as well?
I don't think you have to, but in the same thing with Farmville, I think you can spend money to, like, get your crops, to buy something that will help your crops and stuff like that, which is ridiculous.
That's so stupid.
I know.
I've never played 1 second of Farmville either, and I blocked all Farmville posts and invites on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about someone's...
Little
they
green
need a,
patch.
Oh, that too. Yeah, little I don't need to hear about someone need something to grow something. No, it's ridiculous.
We're so ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
So, also, I mean, what is Farmville? Is that like... Harvest Moon? Is like Ghetto Harvest Moon?
I guess it's...
Harvest Moon is the best game ever.
Oh, I know. And it sounds a lot like that. But the thing is that's different is that you can pay actual money to like upgrade your whatever tools or what you have to do the farming. Right? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You're spending real money on fake stuff.
You're spending real money to play a video game.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I will go to GameStop and spend like $50... on a Wii game.
Oh, sure.
But I have it for life. I don't have to, like, pay to give it level up or anything.
No, it's crazy. Yeah.
I don't understand. Anyway, it says the prison officials bragged about netting $770 and $940 per day.
What do they do? Oh, are they like, working? I don't understand how that works. Like, are they working in the game?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Huh.
We don't play World of Warcraft. We have no idea.
Somebody could call in and give us...
Somebody could call in at 661-467-2416. And it says, but one Chinese prison official told The Telegraph he is skeptical of Liu's claims because of the nation's notoriously strict prisons.
Huh.
Hmm.
I have no idea.
It sounds like a crazy story.
It does sound pretty crazy.
I mean, what are you going to say? World of Warcraft is ruining people's lives, but,
the
you know.
The people in jail.
If I was in jail, I mean... How would you feel about being made to play World of Warcraft? It could be kind of fun. Yeah, Shelly, you're playing video games. That's
yeah,
great.
Right? I mean, there's got to be some people that that's pretty much what they do anyways. Like, they even skip out of work. They're just home all the time. They'll
yeah.
play around the clock. That's I remember briefly hearing a little bit of a story of someone that just didn't do anything in real life except for play that game.
Hasn't someone died playing it?
Oh, that was another story. I think you did that story a while ago where someone
really?
Played a game just like they were like almost nonstop.
Yeah,
it
they,
might have
they,
been
they
Japan.
Play nonstop. Was it Japan?
It might have been. I think you did that story, yeah. Mm. I don't remember any details, but yeah, something like that.
Hmm. I was listening to some J-pop today.
Oh, yeah?
And there's some J-pop songs that have, like, English lyrics, but you can't understand a word they're saying. There's one that I heard today from, there's this anime called Bleach.
Bleach.
Bleach, yeah. I don't know. It's really popular. Anyway, here's the song from it. It's in English. In English. It's got a nice opening. Only in the right. Oh, no. We're stereo. I think it's the opening theme song. In English.
That's English?
Yeah.
Radio.
Turn on my radio to start a new day.
Hard to survive? On the airwaves?
I don't know.
Tonight? Wow, this is challenging.
It is challenging. It was another one I found, too. By a woman. I actually like this artist, but the English is challenging. Really challenging. This is Boa.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like this artist. I have some of her songs on my iPod, even though I can't understand what she's saying.
I think I have some. I don't know how I have them.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I got a fair amount, actually.
You do?
Don't listen to it, though.
It's in English.
I had, you know, if you didn't say that.
It's a pretty voice, though.
It is.
But I can't understand a word she's saying.
No.
Like, not at all. Amazing Kiss was the only thing I understood out of that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, that is entertaining.
Well, can we stop and talk about your J-pop on your iTunes list?
Well, I don't have it here. This isn't my main. I don't know. I don't. I have a friend who dumped like probably 20 gigs of music on my computer.
Uh-huh.
Could be from that, but it's unlikely.
And some of it's J-pop.
I don't know, and I know that's come up, and it's come up in my car player. So I know somehow it's in the mix, and I'm like, I don't remember ever downloading it or thinking of where I would possibly have
is it this artist,
that.
Boa?
Yeah, no, yeah.
I like her. You should give it a shot.
I don't have anything against. It's just not something I would normally go to when it comes on. And I'm like, just like most of the music, I'm like, where the hell? I have no idea.
But we let Ishville Spash
That is
play.
Good. The one song. I don't.
Do you have that on here?
Unfortunately, I don't because we're remote, so I don't have as many songs as I normally do. But yeah, it's the one German song that came with my my music player for my car. Yeah.
Was it used?
No,
Did you buy it brand new or used?
I got it in 2000. Wow, it's really it's over 10 years old. It's really cool. I think it was previously owned. I don't know if all the players came with that. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I'd be curious.
You'd want to
and
know
I wish
if
I
that
could play
song
a sample of it because it
came standard,
so
or
great.
If it was like something that someone had and they had the one song.
Someone could have been just messing with me, or it could be standard. I don't know. It's really weird.
It just passed.
Yeah.
Deutschland. That's my favorite part.
I should play it on my phone.
You should.
This is great. I have this great new app on my phone that you can immediately look at the lyrics. It's pretty amazing how quickly.
Oh, really? How does that work?
You just click a lyric button, and it's like literally like 2 seconds, and then you get the lyrics. I'm curious to see. Well, it probably wouldn't translate.
No, it wouldn't train. It would have the German there.
I'm sure I could find them online, too. I'd be curious to look that up someday.
I love when they scream, Deutschland, Deutschland. That's my favorite part. Deutschland, Deutschland! Da, 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 da.
Maybe I'll play that next week. I remember to play that.
I am so excited about hearing that next week.
I've almost fitted in for a rejoiner at some point.
That would be amazing.
Just to sneak it in, but no.
We could do an all-foreign show.
All-foreign music.
All-foreign music.
Yeah.
We should.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm excited to hear about the Taco Bell stories.
Well,
do you have multiple or just one Taco Bell story?
Well, I have one. Oh, I should have this ready. But I have one Taco Bell story.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. Make a run
for the border. But what I think I'm going to do is not.
Did it happen recently or did this happen like?
This happened last week, which means we've had Taco Bell in the news 3 weeks in a row.
I cannot believe it.
I know, and this came to me late. I have my weird news like all wrapped up, and I'm like, wait a minute, oh my goodness. And I had to go with the story, it's good. It's Taco Bell, so it's good.
I cannot believe it's another Taco Bell story.
So I think what I'll do is I'll just not mention. I'll do the weird news. And then you'll get the full story, except for the location.
Okay, and I'll guess
and then
which one's
you guess
Taco Bell.
Where the Taco Bell is.
Okay.
It would be fun if we could get our listeners to do that, but I don't know if our listener would be able to do that.
Is there someone listening today?
I don't know. We're down one listener today. I know
for
a fact, which is kind of too bad. So I don't know if we have a listener.
Oh, who, that person?
Well, we're down that person, too.
Oh, okay.
So we're down two.
Okay,
so no one's listening. And hopefully people can hear us live.
I hope so.
That's questionable too, right?
It's questionable.
Who knows?
It could be a podcast situation.
We'll upload it because we got the technology.
I mean, so far it says we're on air, so we never know.
That's good. I like that.
I mean, DSL, not the best.
Right.
Really not the best.
Not the best.
Especially here.
Yeah, for some reason.
For some reason. Well, I mean, bad location. I don't know.
Someday it'll turn around.
Someday. One day. Anyway, should we take a break?
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with that weird news.
I'm excited.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. And click. Oh, I see.
The most professional of professional show on the internet today.
Remember when I said I got it hooked up so I could do the dial?
Oh, yeah?
Well, I got to put the dial up if I want to do that.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back
after
this.
You want to try again? Here we go.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Are you tired of women? Fed up of their girly ways? Not sexually attracted to them? We have the solution for you. Try being gay. Being gay is an excellent way to remain sexually active while not involving the opposite sex. Doctors recommend being gay for anyone who is not straight. If you are a man under or over the age of 60 and have never or no longer desire shoving your stuff into a muff, then being gay is just what you need. If your penis remains mushy around the pussy, if down goes the lever when you see the beaver, give us a call. This guy's not gay.
Hey, baby.
Do you want to be like him?
You want some of this?
I didn't think so. Be gay today. And although being gay doesn't cost anything, you'll get a full refund if you're not satisfied. And if you pick up the phone now, we'll give you a free can of red kidney beans. It has nothing to do with being gay, it's just that we messed up an order. Now we have all these kidney beans and don't know what to do with them, so we'll give them to you. It's fun, it's easy, and it doesn't cost anything. Call now. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Except for your heterosexuality. Be gay today.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington K Show.
Downstairs.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are getting down on Friday.
I could just listen to this song all day long. Getting down on Friday.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty great.
Which seat did I take?
I don't know. There it is.
Where is Rebecca Black now?
I don't know. We need an update.
We need a new song.
We're dying for a new song.
We really are.
Sunday could be great because then we could use it for our show.
You think it should be the same tune?
I don't know.
Just different words.
You can mix it up a little bit.
There's got to be a Sunday on the internet somewhere.
Like being down because it's Sunday or something.
Sunday.
Something about being down.
It can be slow, but the same harmony and same lyrics.
Something kind of like that could be good.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Getting down on Sunday.
Yeah, it can be kind of sad because you've got to go to school the next day.
Yeah, it can be sad.
Or
yeah.
Work, that sort of thing.
Work. All right, I am ready for the guest to Taco Bell bit.
Okay. Well.
By the way, something?
Yeah. Did you just find it?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, this is it.
If you saw the video, you would...
Holy crap, this is it.
This video is really outrageous. Have you seen the video?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my gosh, you have to watch it later. It's pretty crazy.
Good find.
Yeah, and it looks... it looks like exactly you would think it would be like, the video. Maybe even a little more crazy.
I don't know if I've seen it. I don't think I've seen it.
It's pretty crazy.
It up. I don't remember.
1982.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds 80s. There it is.
He's got like a crazy face. Anyway, we can listen to more of that later. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's really... Oh, he's taking off his shirt.
Whoa.
It's very 80s. They're doing like this dance.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. The arm thing. Do you want to...
This girl in the background is doing this thing.
Wow, it's so 80s. Are you trying to get it to the Deutschland?
Yes, here it comes. I'm so excited. Oh, no. We got a little instrumental.
Oh,
that's annoying. Oh, but she's getting down dancing during that. Oh, that little instrument is really funny.
Is a little keyboard?
Blowing it, yeah. When blowing it.
Blowing in it.
Yeah.
That's a below.
Melodia? Here
I
comes.
Think so.
Here comes. And they all jump up and
that's
sing.
That's awesome.
Oh, the girls started playing the keyboards randomly. She was dancing before. All right, that's pretty funny. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's
like
pretty
Bruce
great.
Campbell to your Taco Bell story.
No,
with
that's okay. Well, this may or may not be a Taco Bell story.
Oh, okay.
You will have to decide.
All right.
This comes to us from Washington. A 36-year-old woman was trying to sell her 3-day-old son.
Sell?
Yes, for $500.
That's it?
Black market babies. Well, another woman called 911 when they found this out. Oddly enough, Washington's criminal code has a deal with selling babies and buying babies is illegal. Unless, this is a weird thing.
Unless
it's within the same parents. As far as I can see here, you could sell your baby to the other parent. I don't know. There must be a flaw here or something like that. Anyway, she could serve up to 5 years in prison or $10,000. And
father?
That's what's happening in Washington.
So I could sell my baby to its father?
According to this, like I'm surprised that they pointed that out.
Why is that? That's so crazy. Why would we want to? Why would who would want to do that?
I don't know. Like you would sell. It doesn't make any sense. But I guess it's a pretty serious thing, and she could face, like I said, 5 years in prison or up to $10,000. She should be asking more for the baby.
Yeah, I think she should be asking
than
a lot $500. More than $500 is nothing.
So what do you think about this? Do you think this happened in a Taco Bell? You can listen to the other stories first.
Okay.
Yeah, because there might be more information might be kind of obvious to you.
Did your microphone get chewed on?
Oh, look at that. Son of a bitch, the cable.
Who is that, Sam? Leo? Which one?
You know, I never even noticed that. That's totally Sam.
I noticed it like 10 minutes ago, and I was like, whoa.
Son of a gun. Leave the stuff out. That's what happens.
Here comes Athena. Hi.
So a couple of men are suspected in hallucinating that they called 911 for help. Love these 911 calls. I wish I had this one. And Springfield,
yeah.
Georgia, authorities say two men became high, so high on drugs that they began to hallucinate. It's the only they can think of after they called 911 when they thought intruders broke into the home.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
This happened around 4 a.m. when the officers came to the house and saw that the two men had meth and things for making meth. And
shocker, they were on meth.
I know, right? And they said that they were so high that they called 911 on themselves because that is illegal.
So what did they say when they called 911?
That someone broke into their house. They thought someone broke into
God.
The back bedroom.
Unbelievable.
And that's what's happening in Springfield, Georgia.
At Taco Bell? No, I'll wait for the next story.
Well, you never know.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Let's not get into that yet.
I'm actually leaving out, I'm doing this very carefully. I'm actually leaving out bits and pieces of each weird news item where these people could have had the munchies, perhaps. I'm not saying yes or no.
Offering up her baby, like, in a burrito?
I don't think so, but, you know, the people, drugs often go with munchies, and there's been a lot of drunk people and people
on
drugs.
They do often go with munchies.
At Taco Bell. But I'm not necessarily saying that.
Okay, what's the third one?
Let me give you one more.
Do you have some gum? You have gum?
Oh, I don't know if I have it on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to do a radio show here. Hold on.
All right.
I'll check. And in Michigan, we have a bride arrested again after missing court. This is kind of funny here. She had a 3-year-old warrant. It's not clear whether where she was picked up. But she did have her wedding dress on, and she was brought to jail with her wedding dress.
How embarrassing.
And I can show you the pictures that were taken at this. It's pretty funny. She was released. I think I read two different stories on this. I think she was released on $100,000 bail, which is a lot of dosh. But then she missed her court hearing, and then she was picked up 2 days later after coming out of the hospital.
Wait, what did she do again?
And that's what's happening in Michigan.
What did she do?
Well, her original, the original warrant was on identity theft when she was trying to both open up a bank account with one of her kids' ID and name. She was trying.
What?
I don't know. She's trying to open up a bank account and credit cards. Let me just show you. Trying to hide a little bit of this. It's black and white, but it's kind of funny. Oh, and let me mention this, that her name is Tammy Lee Hinton. Well, white trash.
Tammy Lee Hinton.
Little white trash. Take a look at this picture.
WT. Oh, boy.
It's kind of funny, right? Going to jail. All dressed up.
She's got her veil on and everything.
I know, right?
She looks...
In the locker.
Beautiful.
Well, that could have happened in...
Make a ride on the border.
Okay.
So what do you think? What do you think?
I don't know. I guess Taco Bell is a good place to get caught or arrested.
It seems to happen a lot, right?
But I don't think that she was going to Taco Bell on the day of her wedding, even if she was Mary Lee. What's her name?
Mary Lee Hinton.
Mary Lee Hinton.
You know, with a name like Mary Lee. Or
Mary
wait.
Lee.
Was it Mary Lee?
Is it Mary Lee?
Oh, no. Tammy Lee.
Tammy
Even worse.
Lee.
Tammy is Tammy. Such a white trash, redneck kind of...
No, it's all right. I know some people named Tammy is good.
Tammy Lee?
No, not Tammy Lee.
Tammy Lee really has it down.
And it's good to have munchies at the Taco Bell
mm-hmm.
when you're doing the hallucinogenic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you're going for a trick because I think that woman is trying to sell her baby at the Taco Bell. That seems the least likely place to sell your baby.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. Winner, yeah!
You got it right.
So what did you leave out? Athena's here, by the way. She's our special guest.
What did I leave out?
Yeah.
Thursday night after she tried to sell her 3-day-old son inside of a Taco Bell.
3-day-old?
Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What kind of an idiot do you have to be to try it? I mean, I'm speechless because she walked in with her baby, right?
Yeah.
She just ran to a random person and was like, do you want my baby?
It sounded like it was a meetup, but then I think some other people overheard something. One woman called 911.
Oh, it was a meetup.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll meet you at the Taco Bell. I don't know.
A Pizza Hut, Taco Bell?
Again. They did not say whether it was
really?
A Pizza Hut or combination Taco Bell,
so
Pizza Hut. Yeah.
You don't see that many standalone Taco Bells nowadays.
I know. I'm surprised. I bet one of these we're going to get a story that's going to say combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. And that's going to be great.
Or Long John Silver's.
I've never been there.
There's one down in West Rockford or something.
In West Rockbury?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did I say something?
Just trying to remember. No.
No, it's in West Rockbury. It's off one of those major thoroughfares. I drove past because I drive to the pet store that's on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And I drive past and I'm like, oh, Taco Bell, what's it sharing? And I was like, Long John Silver's. I'm like, really?
What's it sharing?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
What's it sharing with?
I like that.
It's never by itself. Never. I haven't seen a standalone Taco Bell in forever. But there is one near my parents' house, though, I think.
Is there? Well, I think it's really big in California because that's where it was originally started.
Really?
Yeah. It was originally started, I forgot to mention this, as a hot dog stand.
What?
Yeah.
They weren't calling it Taco Bell, though, were they?
I don't think.
Because that doesn't make any sense at all.
Taco Bell.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. No, it took a while before it opened up. Yeah, no. Well, the guy's name was Bell. It's kind of weird. Well, anyways, that is the weird news.
I love hot dogs. Hot dogs are the best.
I've never had hot dogs. I've had the not dogs.
You've had the veggie dogs?
Yeah.
I dropped all my stuff on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Athena was helping me get it, too.
Oh, that's good. She's good. Paz is hanging out.
Yeah, all the cats are... Wait, where's the other... Where's the third cat? Gone, baby, gone.
Somewhere, I'm sure.
She's probably in the hallway somewhere. She likes to be in the hallway. I took her chair pad away, so now she has nowhere to sleep.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, but those chair pads were so unattractive. I just had to take them down. I've been redoing my studio all week.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, it's hot in there.
You're hanging them up on the wall? Is that what you did with them?
Yes, that's exactly what I did with them. Now they're art.
Interesting. I didn't think that would work, but...
Hanging them up on the wall in the junkyard. That's right. Oh, gosh. 7:33.
What's happening?
We got
to take a break?
Yeah.
What do we got? We got to tease it. That's what we got to do.
Oh.
What do we got after the break?
We got the diaper-wearing man.
Oh, I think I saw a little bit of this on TV.
We got the 13-year-old boy with a bamboo impaled in his neck. We got the best proteins.
Something really gross on that one, I bet.
And we got things you can't name your baby in New Zealand.
Wow.
I don't know. I was grasping for topics. You know, because it's Friday. I'm not used to doing the show prep on Friday.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, if you want to call us and harass us, you can call us at 661-467-2416. Give us a call and entertain us.
Yeah. Let us know you can hear the show, too. That would be good.
Let us know you can hear the show. I can see a countdown, but who knows if we're actually broadcasting.
Just numbers going by.
Yeah, just the real red numbers. Just clicking, getting lower.
Yeah, and what are you doing to keep cool? How about that? Are you staying inside?
Are you pouring water in your head?
Yeah, you listen to the show and the radio on the porch.
Does this show keep you cool?
It's pretty cool if you're listening, I think.
It does?
I think so.
I think it's cool also.
It's cool.
Are you listening maybe to Marcus?
Oh, that's right. Is it Marcus 3?
Huh? I think it's just Marcus.
I always thought that the name that came up was Marcus 3.
It says here just Marcus. This is really crazy. You have to see this.
It's fast.
He's kind of crazy, and he's got part of his shirt coming out of his shorts. He's got a white shirt on and like dark blue culottes. Actually, all the men in the band are wearing the same thing.
It's very, very 90s, 80s.
It's
yeah,
very 80s. It's very weird.
Wow.
Well, that's the end. Oh, they didn't go all the way to the end.
It's just done and out.
Yeah. that's unfortunate. Because how does it end? Does it just fade out?
I think in my player, it fades out.
Oh.
Like all that stuff does from back then.
So what did you, when you first got that thing... Wait, that was the only thing that was on there, and that was, were you listening to that like over and over again, trying to install it?
It was like a 20 gig player. Now I have it. It's like over, it's 100 gigs. But it was 20 gigs, and I had all wired up my car, turn it on, and that was the first thing I heard. I was like, great, it works. What the hell is that?
Did you have to listen to it often, or did you just
Well, it would come up often in a random. it would just come up. It would always freak me out.
You have to skip it.
Yeah.
How many songs did you put on there, like, the first day?
Oh, I don't know how many songs I have on it. Now I have, like, 46,000.
46,000?
Is what I have on there now.
Including some BOA.
Yep. Which, no idea where I got that from. And, yeah, it's a lot. I think it's, like, a third full. Yeah,
crazy.
It's pretty good. It's the vault. Unfortunately, I have to work on the tags and clean it up because sometimes I just can't find anything. That's unfortunate.
Oh, really? Yeah. How do you do
but
that?
But it is fun. Mostly I just listen to random. I just plug it into the computer and just kind of like iTunes, you can clean them up.
Huh.
Yeah.
How often do you think Ichabil Spash comes up?
On my player?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. More than you'd think out of a 46,000 songs.
Like how many out of 100?
I feel like it comes up. Either like once a month or every other month. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Is it more often or less often than you getting Wild Buffett from a Pokeball?
It's less often.
That is
a little inside baseball, but man, I can ring that like a bell. I get that all the time.
It is really inside. You know what I feel like I get all the time now? Goldine.
Yeah, see how it feels? That's another one I get all the time. And... Don't even get me started with the freaking golden hammer. That's just
useless. You've got problems with the golden hammer for sure. Yeah, this is we're talking Super Smash Brothers Brawl. This is serious inside baseball. Unless you play Smash.
Yeah, it's a great game.
And please call in at 661-467-2416. Talk about Smash.
Yeah, who's your favorite character?
I got Pikachu right here.
I'm supposed to play this.
Pikachu. Yes.
Pikachu.
And I'm Peach. That's what that is.
And then over there we have Zelda, but we don't have a sounder for Zelda.
Zelda's mute.
She doesn't really talk.
Yeah, she's mute.
She just goes,
I should get that one on there.
You should.
That would be good.
It's kind of more like a grunting sound, too, that she does. She goes,
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little more manly. Like.
That's the sound she'd make when she's kicking you.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to happen a lot.
I love when you hit Peach and she goes, ow!
Yeah.
That's funny. Ow! All right, this is very much inside baseball.
This is very inside baseball.
All right, should we take a break and talk about the last few things we've got on our menu here?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Well, we will be right back after this.
This is the Darrington A Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair and here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more or leave it on your shelf.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, yo, we are back. It is the Derek and Kay Show. You know this band?
No.
Do you know
no.
the name of this band?
No.
Oh. I was hoping you'd know the name.
Does it have something to do with Friday?
Oops, I was going to go over here, but no, it is the Hot Hot Heat.
Oh, Hot Hot Heat, right.
So that's funny, isn't it?
Hate to admit, not that familiar with Hot Hot Heat. I know they are a popular band, I know.
Yeah.
They just slipped by me for some reason. Don't know why. It is hot out.
It is really hot out.
But we're doing okay right now without the AC blowing right in our face.
We're making by. We're making a by.
We're making a by?
We're getting by. That's what I mean.
Getting by. What kind of gum are you chewing, by the way?
You really want some, don't you?
That's what it. No, you don't have to get it.
I might have
some
in my bag.
No, I just want to know what kind. I just want to know. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
No, no, just tell me. Just tell me. I don't want to chew.
Yeah, take a bite.
Ew.
ABC gum.
Tell me. Ew.
I think it's Spearmint.
Oh, yummy. I like Spearmint.
Good.
Anyway, if you're chewing gum, call us and tell us what kind of gum you're chewing at 661-467-2416. Email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our Tumblr at tumblr.com/dkradio, where you can see a picture of the bamboo impaling the kid's neck.
Ew.
Show. Become a fan on Facebook. That's facebook.com/dkradio. And follow us on Twitter at dkradio.
Yeah.
What's going on over here?
All those things. I don't know. Someone's trying to show me a menu of a place that we decided we're not going to order food from.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Trying to sabotage this.
So, diaper-wearing man Mark Anthony Richardson is sentenced to 3 years for tricking babysitters.
Tricking babysitters?
Mm-hmm.
What is this all? Is this the guy who isn't it kind of like a fetish thing? Did I see this on TV?
I have no idea.
When he likes to be like dressed up. Like, and his wife or girlfriend or something takes care of him as a baby wearing a diaper?
No, this is totally different.
Okay,
this is, like, way more sick and twisted.
My bad.
So, this guy, he's an Oklahoma guy, first of all.
Uh-huh.
So, he had a ruse where he wore diapers and faked being autistic to get babysitters to take care of him.
I see.
He's 21 years old, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and he must register as a sex offender because he grabbed the breast of an 18-year-old, of the 18-year-old daughter of one of the two nannies he conned. Because he faked being autistic.
Yeah.
He must have been like, grabbed her breast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on. It gets better. Richardson was also guilty of 7 counts of public indecency for duping the babysitters into changing his soiled diapers.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There were a few limits in his elaborate ploy to trick women into caring for him. Richardson drank baby formula from bottles and threw tantrums in front of the two sitters he hired via Craigslist ads.
Sure.
The dirty scam is reminiscent of a New Hampshire man who pretended to have a brain injury to get a nurse to change his adult diapers. So that's that guy.
And he grabbed on to was he just like
he grabbed the 18-year-old daughter of the
kind of like that,
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes. Because apparently that's what autistic people do. They grab breath.
Oh boy.
This guy is a sicko.
I would say so, yeah.
Like, it's insulting to all the really autistic people in the universe.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's a good point.
Who don't... I mean, that's terrible.
Right.
Autism's serious, man. Anyway, there's also some other strange criminal activity. Investigators in Florida believe Michael Burkham put a black widow spiders in his ex-girlfriend's mailbox in a strange revenge plot. Black widow spiders in her mailbox.
Wait, did you say Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't even realize that.
Wow. Where do all these stories come from, Florida?
I don't know. There was also a traffic court magistrate, Rhonda Hollander,
She was arrested for allegedly taking photos of men in the bathroom of a West Regional Courthouse in Broward County.
How was she taking pictures of?
Don't know. I guess she was taking pictures of them in the bathroom.
Like under the stall?
I'm not sure. It didn't say.
That's really weird.
A 40-year-old man. Oh, this is the other one. This is the Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
The 40-year-old man who tricked caregivers into changing his diapers by pretending he had an emotional maturity of a 5-year-old apologized to a victim in court Monday before pleading guilty to charges of organized fraud. Oh, my gosh. He hired two women to change his diapers in 2008 and 2009, but did not pay them the amount he promised.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
that's the whole thing?
Yeah, if you're going to at least do it, you might go through with it and pay them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine someone changing someone's adult diapers?
That is gross.
Gross.
I'm really, that's really frightening.
I can barely change a baby's diaper.
Kids,
you know,
alone,
what?
Right?
Matter of fact, can't do it.
Can't do it?
I'm sure I could do it, but I don't think I've done it, by myself ever.
I think I did it, as a kid or as, a teenager. I think I think I had to do that at some point.
Why?
But I don't remember
why
how I could do it, or I can't see doing it today. And then when you think about an adult, usually, I don't know, I have the image of them being bigger than you. Like us, they're like someone that's bigger than your own person.
Yeah.
And that's really frightening.
Ugh.
Because you're going to see ass that's like twice the size of your ass.
And then you have to wipe clean.
And then the Duke. Oh my gosh, it's just gross.
You know, if you're a nurse,
I
beseech you, because you are a saint.
Yeah.
If you have to do that for a living and are not bothered by it, you're amazing. Hi, Athena.
Oh, Kitty in the house.
Kitty in the house. She's just sitting beside
me. I love every kind of cat.
I love every kind of cat. I want to hug all cats.
Oh, my.
So this kid, this 13-year-old kid, Dez Heal, was playing ninjas. And this story is, by the way, available on our Tumblr at tumblr.com/DKRadio.
Oh, cool. The bell's just warped today.
The bell is really crazy. So he's playing ninjas, and he put the spear, a bamboo spear, in his shirt, and he jumped, and the bamboo pierced him right in the side of his neck.
Why would he put it in his shirt? What's that all about? Like, how old is this?
13.
How old is this punk?
He's like playing. They're playing ninja game, 13.
So is he okay? What happened?
Yeah, he's okay. Luckily, it was not life-threatening.
Yeah.
But there's a crazy picture of, a crazy bamboo going right through his neck. Like, right on the outside.
Trifling.
Crazy.
Trifling.
He says even though the stick was impaled in Heal's neck for 5 hours before doctors removed it, Heal's injuries were not life-threatening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing, really.
Crazy. Crazy. There was a little, TV story, and they were like, so what did you learn from this? And his friend was like, we're not going to play with sticks anymore.
Don't play with sticks.
Yeah.
Why don't you switch to something like Nerf? They get that all covered up. You can't possibly hurt yourself with a piece of foam.
Is Nerf for nerds?
Nerf for nerds?
Is Nerf for nerds, or is that a cool thing to do?
I think some of the kids, I think it's kind of fun. They have some crazy-ass stuff, like the arrows and all that stuff.
Yeah, they have the little guns and stuff.
I love that stuff. I'm into that.
Do you?
Well, yeah, I've played with that.
You want to go outside and play later?
It's a little hot. It's just really hot out. Sizzling.
Ow!
Oh, she bit you.
She totally bit me. What are you doing?
I love every kind of cat.
I don't know what I did to her. I was just sitting here minding my own business. She bit me on the arm.
You give more attention to her.
I know. She's being lovable. She just has a weird thing. Just randomly biting.
Jeez.
They had this new study about the number five worst proteins for the environment and the number
for
five
the environment.
Best proteins.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was for your person.
I think think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
All right. So what do you think the number five worst protein is for the environment?
I feel like...
I mean, not that you care about this because it's a meat, but...
That's what I was just going to say. I was going to say most likely it's something to do with meat because...
Most of them are meat.
Yeah, I don't know the details, but I've always heard things about how much that is involved with preparing the meat, raising the animals, one thing to another. I'm going to say maybe
number
cow.
One. Beef, actually, number two. Number two.
That was close.
Yeah, number one, lamb.
Oh. That just made me think of Ed and Bob.
Oh, Ed and Bob.
I love that.
We should put that on our Tumblr.
That would be great.
I love lamb.
Do you?
It's so delicious.
I'm surprised to hear that that's number one.
It's apparently the worst. It says lamb's carbon footprint mostly comes from the methane the animals produce through digestion and manure. So the lambs are farting all over the place.
Yeah.
So number two is beef.
Right.
That's not a cow.
It's the closest thing I got.
So it's apparently the same greenhouse gases while digesting their food. It's bad for the environment.
Yeah. And it's just making the, it's going up in the air.
Yeah.
They take a lot of space up, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're big. Guess what's number three? You're going to be so upset. Something we both like to eat. What's that sound? Dolphin?
Broccoli.
No, broccoli's not a protein. Well, not. I guess. I mean, it is a sort of. It's sort of a protein, but it's not really like what they mean by protein.
What we like to eat? I don't. I'm confused. Is it going to be tofu?
Not tofu.
Huh.
Swiss. It's cheddar. It's gorgonzola.
It's cheese.
Cheese.
No way.
Yes.
Cheese.
Isn't that sad?
I love cheese.
So they say...
Actually, I'm not too surprised. I think I heard someone talk about this not too long ago.
It's
yeah.
The carbon emissions that are being released. Let's see. All the proteins end up being less than 3 servings of cheese. So you have to stick to a single serving in order to make it better.
Yeah.
So eat less cheese.
Right. Eat less cheese. Eat more kale. you know, those stickers all over the place. Someone was talking about, I see something on Facebook about a cheese-free day to, like, help save the planet or something. Like if everybody, I don't know.
Like, don't eat cheese?
For a day. Someone, I think I saw that on Facebook.
There's many days where I don't eat cheese.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had cheese. Yeah, that's not true.
Wait, I've had cheese today.
I've had cheese today.
I had a roast beef sandwich with Swiss.
Oh, the belly got better.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting a little better.
It's cooling off. Number four, worst protein. What do you think?
Number four. So this, so cheese beat this out. I have no idea. Is there now chicken?
Pork.
Oh, pork.
It's the manure that's so bad about pork.
I guess that seems true.
And the number five worst protein for the environment is farmed salmon. Gotta buy wild salmon, which is like 10,000 times more expensive than farm salmon.
Well, I bet. It's hard
ridiculous.
To catch. See, with the farm one, they're in, essentially they're caught.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
They're all right there, right? I mean, they're caught.
They are right there. Yeah. You just gotta put your hand in and grab one.
I guess so. They're not going anywhere.
Is salmon hard to catch?
I've never tried catching a.
Swimming upstream. Can't talk today.
Getting a fish. I don't know.
I'm surprised you haven't eaten a fish so far.
No.
All right. So here now we are the best proteins for the environment.
Oh, these are the best ones for the environment. Okay.
All right. Let's start from the bottom and go up to the top.
Okay.
So what do you think the number five one is?
Well, you know, it's got to be something that sort of is more. Wait, this is the best? Oh, number one would be the best. So
best.
Are you asking me for number five or number one?
Number five.
I don't know. Tofu?
Chicken.
Chicken, okay.
So chicken is the best meat choice.
That's interesting. I thought they would have been the worst.
Nope, the best.
So I guess they're small, okay.
And number four, something we both like to eat.
something we bought. It's hard because we can't pick out pizza toppings.
No, it's really hard to pick up pizza toppings.
What has protein? I don't even know stuff that has protein.
It's a breakfast food.
It's a breakfast food?
Yeah.
Oh, it's oatmeal.
No, it's eggs.
Oh, eggs are great. Well, that makes sense because they're coming. Because they're coming from the chicken.
Yeah, they're coming from the chicken. And good for your health.
Jeez.
Number three. best one for the environment. Something I hate.
Something you hate.
Something I hate. Well, I don't hate it. I just can't eat it anymore.
Oh, it's milk.
No, it's not milk.
No?
It's the other one.
Chocolate milk?
Tofu.
Oh, you hate it? I didn't know you hate it.
Well, it makes my stomach upset.
Oh, I guess that would make you not like it so much.
Number two
are
beans.
Oh, beans are great.
Beans are awesome.
That makes sense. They don't make a sound, but
they don't make a sound.
I'll give them that.
Because there's lots of beans at Taco Bell. And the number one best protein choice for the environment is milk.
Oh, that's great.
Milk.
Yeah. Well,
I think lentils were lowest on the list of 20.
Lentils are good.
Yeah, but on the abbreviated list, milk came in with the lowest carbon footprint.
I'm surprised because that has the whole cow thing going on.
Yeah,
You think that beans would win over that?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Unless they're also part of the factoring thing is also the amount of protein, because maybe.
No, I think it's the best.
It's just the best for
the environment.
I don't know. That's weird.
It is kind of weird. I mean, are the cows that are the milk cows eating something different than like the beef cows?
I don't know. I mean, they're still in the pasture. It's the same. They're just hanging out, right? I mean, it's the same.
They are just hanging out. Anyway, that's all I got.
They're hanging out and they're pooping and all that kind of stuff.
They are pooping and farting, which is the worst.
Apparently, that's the worst.
It's making it the worst.
And they lie in their own crap.
Ew.
Or don't they?
Do they?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't think they have much of a choice. I don't think they want to.
Yeah.
This is a depressing Friday topic. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know. You remember the story of the girl that was riding the cow, like a horse?
Yeah.
That was great, over the jumps and all that stuff.
That was great.
That was pretty great.
We should put that on the Tumblr.
That would be good.
Anyway, we got 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. Do you want to hear one of the best of Craigslist?
Yeah, can you squeeze one in real quick?
I can squeeze one in.
That'd be great.
All right. Need help with a duck. Is that a Grand Rapids? I'm looking for someone who can relocate a duck. That's the short story.
Sure.
I have a pool, and every year a mallard and a hen come and show up and occupy my pool until I open it. This may sound dumb, but I am serious. I've always had an assortment of methods to chase them away, and easily bottle rockets, etc., radio teenagers. Eventually, they end up somewhere else, just not my pool. This year, the hen showed up without the mallard. She won't leave, and I'm pretty sure it's the same one that has been here every year. She won't leave, and I'm just too nice to be mean. Well, I feel completely stupid, but if someone knows how to extract a duck, I'm all ears. And yes, I do get laughed at the office. Is there an online dating service for ducks? Hey, I've heard them all. Let me know. Thanks for looking, and stop laughing. I am serious. And now it says update. Thank you, Craigslist people who have sent me a link to Plenty of Duck. I probably misrepresented the hen as well. In heat or something. Sorry, hen. Well, it took about 2 minutes for her to find a green head, and they're a happy couple. See pick number two. Now I'm changing gears. I'm having a fundraiser so they can get a room and do what they're doing, just not in my pool. If you still want to relocate the ducks, they need a honeymoon suite somewhere else. Glad someone, something, is making the best of this warm evening. This is not a joke. Last update. Wow, this went way out of hand. No, I will not make a porn duck site. You Craigslist people scare me. Read a book or something. And not it. The best of Craigslist for today.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, join us in a couple of weeks, probably, for the Derek
and
Kay Show.
Next week.
We'll be off next week for a vacation. And hope you enjoyed today's show. All one person listening.
One person listening.
It's a podcast. Mainly.
Hopefully it was live. If it wasn't live, we'll fix that.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Have a good one. Stay cool, everybody.
And have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
I don't care if Monday's blue. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday's noon. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, don't keep God. It's Friday, I'm in love. And today,
this is the Derek and Kay Show.